USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. Reaction is pouring in to the mass shooting early Sunday near Los Angeles, where 10 people were killed and at least 10 others were injured.
California Governor Gavin Newsom said Monterey Park should have had a night of joyful celebration of the Lunar New Year. Instead, they were the victims of a horrific and heartless act of gun violence. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says, as investigators determine whether these murders were motivated by Asian hate, we continue to stand united against all attempts to divide us. The shooting is all the talk in the suburb of Monterey Park.
It's very surprising, shocking to hear that something like this went on in not only a small city, but my city.
President Biden weighing in on Twitter saying, Jill and I are praying for those killed and injured. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Los Angeles Times is reporting that the driver of a white van believed to be tied to the Monterey Park shooting is dead. 12 people are wounded after a shooting at a Baton Rouge, Louisiana bar early Sunday. Police Chief Murphy Paul says three officers were in the parking lot when shots rang out inside the Deor bar and lounge.
Those police officers immediately responded to the threat, and we believe their immediate response prevented further injuries.
At least three of the victims were said to be in critical condition. A senior Democrat says President Biden should not negotiate with Republicans on the debt ceiling. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin urged people to be wary of the so-called GOP budget balancers.
When they enacted tax cuts for the wealthiest people of America during the Trump administration, they added dramatically to the national debt which we are now facing. They need to face the responsibility of paying for it.
Durbin, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, also said the country risks a recession if the debt limit is not dealt with. Sports, the Bengals move one step closer to Super Bowl 57. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Mourners gathered on Sunday to share a final farewell to Elvis Presley's only daughter.
Our heart is broken, Lisa. We all love you.
Fighting back tears, Priscilla Presley eulogized her only daughter, Lisa Marie, during a public memorial service at Graceland in Memphis.
Lisa Marie Presley was an icon, a role model, a superhero to many people all over the world. But Mama was my icon, my role model, my superhero, in much more ways than one.
Priscilla shared a poem that referenced Lisa Marie's son, Brian Keough, who committed suicide in 2020. Lisa Marie died on January 12th at the age of 54. She was buried at Graceland next to her grandparents, her father Elvis, and her son Brian. I'm John Schaefer.
One GOP congresswoman sees the looming debt ceiling as a bargaining chip. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace said there's no better time to talk about spending cuts than when the government is about to run out of money. She pointed out that a majority of states balance their budgets every fiscal year, but that hasn't happened on the national level since Bill Clinton was president. James Cameron's latest blockbuster remains North America's best movie for the sixth week in a row. Avatar: The Way of Water earned another $19.5 million across the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, with an $11.5 million figure. The Cincinnati Bengals head to the AFC Championship game, defeating the Bills. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.